Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing.
Yes. And you hear a third beautiful voice with us. That is Miss Emily Beckford. So she is going to be here with us all this week as she was here with us last week as we continue to explore the topic. It is our winning season. Everything attached to me must win. Have you been declaring that? Declare it when you wake up. Declare it as you're going through the day. Declare it when obstacles begin to appear, when discouragement tries to creep in. Declare it. This is my winning season. Everything attached to me must win.
So we encourage you to tune in all of this week and pick up key words and add to your life. Pick up key words to add to your life. And those words that you add to your life will be winning words that you will declare it over and over and over until it manifests in your life. The Bible says we are to be what? Doers of the word. So you're going to get some word all through this week to do. And when you do it, you win. When you do it, you what? Win. But you have to do it in order for you to win. So this is my what? Winning season. And everything attaches to me must what? Win. So there you go.
Yesterday we heard that Jesus is the true vine. That was from John chapter 15, verse 1. It said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. So first we must believe that he is, and then we know that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And also in John chapter 15, it tells us our role, that we are the branch. So the branch, if you think about the branch on the tree, it's to remain. It's to remain attached to the tree. It's to uphold the vine. That's its job. If the branch breaks from the tree, then it can do nothing.
Yes.
What can it do? You pull it to the side of the road and it gets picked up and it goes into a pile of debris. It cannot produce without being attached. It cannot find the purpose without being attached. It's discarded.
Yes. So we win because who? He wins. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again. Mm-hmm. We win because he wins. Who is the he? Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. And we attach us to him. So we declare, he declare us what? A winner by we living our life the way he says we are to live our lives.
And if we don't win, we're not producing. And if we don't produce, he prunes us. And if we don't do what we're supposed to be doing, then we can't be a winner. So
that's right.
We need to produce and to attach ourselves to him.
That's good word right there. Mm-hmm. It goes back to, let's stay right there. In John chapter 15, it says that we produce because we abide. Right there, Dan, mm-hmm. See that? Mm-hmm. If you abide in me. Mm-hmm. So once we are in him, 100% guarantee that we must produce.
Mm-hmm. That was verse 4, John chapter 15, verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine.
Yeah.
Neither can you unless you abide
in me.
So how do we abide? That's the question, because we don't have the structure of a branch. How do we abide? We abide through the word.
Yes.
In John chapter 1, verse 1, it tells us, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. So we abide through the word of God. And the word of God is found here in the written form. And as we're reading the word, as we're hearing the word, there's a voice, then an alive, active, sharper than a two-edged sword voice, the Holy Spirit of God, that is teaching us and that is guiding us and that is showing us the direction of which to go in order to produce. Because we produce by what we do. We don't produce by what we think. You could think about everything you want to eat for dinner. You could think about every other time you've eaten it before and how it tastes and who you ate it with. But all that thinking isn't going to put any food in your stomach.
Yeah.
You have to do.
Yes.
And God prospers that which we put our hands to do. So we abide through the word, and God gives us a word. He gives us divine strategy. He tells us what to do. He gives us favor. He puts us in places, in positions, in networks that we couldn't have thought up. He gives us ideas that we couldn't have fathomed. And then when we do them and we bring them to pass, then we're able to prosper in them. So we connect how? Through the word.
Right. So as Emily says this morning, that if we stay put in the word of God, mm-hmm. then our life will become what? Productive. Mm-hmm. Here's another scripture, and we can talk about that, all three of us here this morning. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, that tells us how to abide, how to stay connected. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, where says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Mm-hmm. Then you'll win. Mm-hmm. So to abide is to meditate in the word daily, not sometime, not on Sunday morning, but to abide in it, what? Day and night, so daily. Mm-hmm. And when we are in that word day and night, then we will now observe to do. Mm-hmm. We'll see what to do, how to conduct our life. And as we conduct our life according to what the word says, we win. That's it.
We can't get past this doing part.
That's
the part we want to overlook. We want to pray about it. We want to fast for it.
Yeah.
But when it comes time to do it, we don't want to do it.
Right.
We want God to do it. Oh, God, do it. Oh, God, do it. Oh, won't he do it?
Yeah.
But there's a part for us to
do.
There is a practical, tangible part for us to put our hands on. Just like exercise, working out. Fitness, you can know everything about it. You can read every book.
Yeah.
But it's not going to take 1 pound off of you.
Until you go do
what you know. Until you put forth that which you learned. And we only could do through understanding. And it's the Holy Spirit that gives us the understanding of what we're seeing in the word and how it relates to our situation. One word from God changes everything. The insight that God gives us, the wisdom from above, it surpasses all earthly wisdom, and it progresses us to higher heights in order to do what? To glorify God, to glorify the Father. So when we're here in the earth, we're his workers. We're establishing his kingdom. Jesus said, he said he'd go to prepare a place for us. So he's preparing a place in heaven for us, and he left us here in the earth. He said, I have given you the keys to the kingdom. So he has left us here in the earth to build forth his kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he's in heaven preparing a place for us. So we have all God-given authority and dominion here in the earth. So we must have a word from God. We first believe that he is. Then we find the word for our situation, the word for our productivity. We find the word, and then we do it.
Yes. So as John tells us, John chapter 15, verse 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine. We must believe that he is the true vine. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, he who come to God must first what?
Believe
that he is. Mm-hmm. So we have to settle all the doubts here. We can't have doubt. We can't have doubt about the vine. Mm-hmm. We can't have doubt about God, the vine dresser. Mm-hmm. There can be no doubt. Mm-hmm. So we got to settle these. When we settle, we have what? Full assurance. That full assurance propels us to do what he tells us to do. Mm-hmm. When we have full assurance that we are connected in the vine, when we know we are connected in the vine and the vine is connected to the Father, then whatsoever he asks, we know he's going to do it.
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28 through 29 tells us, do not remove the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. Do you see a man who excels in his work?
Yes.
He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men.
Come on.
So there, verse 29, that's a great verse by itself, and a lot of times it's read in isolation. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. So it shows us that operating in an excellent spirit brings great progress. It brings great glory. Well, how is a man able to operate in this excellent spirit? You have to go to verse 28, which is right before it. Do not remove the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. So when we go back to the biblical principles, our fathers, who's our father, who's our biblical fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, how did they do? How did they progress? By faith.
Yes.
They knew what God told them to do. And even when they went amiss, they knew how to course correct because they knew the voice behind the voice. They remained attached. So if they misstepped, if something mishapped, they knew how to come back onto God because they knew his, not only his voice, but they knew him. They knew his characteristics. They knew the totality of God, that it was him who put forth the plan and the purpose for their lives. And when you look at that lineage, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Isaac and Jacob both came from a woman who the Bible called was barren. But God already knew what he had set for them to do in the earth. So they came forth in the time, in the set season, for the set purpose that they were set to bring forth in the earth realm. And they are our
fathers.
Thank
you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.